USA News, I'm Lance Pry. President Biden will address the nation tonight from the Oval Office. Biden will discuss the U.S. response to the Hamas terrorist attacks, murdering roughly 1,400 Israeli civilians on day one of the war, and all that followed. The primetime speech is at 8 p.m. Eastern. Biden will also discuss the first war under his administration's watch, Russia's invasion of Ukraine. A court staffer is facing charges after approaching presidential candidate Donald Trump during his New York City alleged fraud trial.
The employee apparently entered the courtroom where Trump was sitting with his two sons and top executives during a mid-morning break. She allegedly walked towards the front of the room and yelled something at Trump with the State Office of Administration, saying she mentioned assisting him. Court officers stopped the staffer before she got too close, and she was charged with second-degree contempt of court and placed on administrative leave while the investigation plays out. I'm Dave Collins.
A Democrat senator is calling out members of the squad in the House. Democrats Rashida Tlaib of Michigan and Ilhan Omar of Minnesota publicly blamed the bombing of the hospital in Gaza on Israel, where hundreds died. Yesterday, the IDF released communications between Hamas operatives where they admitted in the conversation the missile was fired by Islamic jihadists and malfunctioned. Senator John Fetterman of Pennsylvania posted, quote, "It's truly disturbing that members of Congress rush to blame Israel." He added, "Who would take the word of a group that just massacred innocent Israeli civilians over our key ally?" End quote. President Biden says he's seen the evidence it was a result of an errant Hamas missile. A U.S. defense official says two attack drones thought to be targeting American forces were shot down in Iraq yesterday. The official said it's not clear who launched the drones. USA News.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-500-2021. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-500-2021. 800-500-2021. That's 800-500-2021.
A large group of people were arrested at the U.S. Capitol yesterday during a protest.
About 300 Jewish activists supporting Palestinians were taken into custody. A large group gathered in the Cannon House building rotunda and around the Capitol complex. The protesters were heard chanting, "Ceasefire now." I'm Dave Collins.
The Biden administration is offering $100 million in your tax money for humanitarian aid for civilians in Gaza and the West Bank. The administration said it will help support more than a million people with clean water, food, and medical care. President Biden, while visiting Israel, warned Hamas not to steal or divert the U.S. aid from our country and others. The anticipated water levels at Lake Mead over the next year has been revised to be less severe than initially projected.
The U.S. Bureau of Reclamation now estimates a drop of approximately 9 feet in water level by next October. This outlook is over 2.5 feet more favorable compared to the forecast from last month. The updated projection marks the inaugural forecast for the 2023 water year, which runs until the close of next September. Currently, Lake Mead stands at 1,066 feet above sea level. In Las Vegas, I'm John Schaefer.
The peak of the Orionid meteor showers is this weekend. Find a dark spot and look southeast. Lance Pry, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.